President Bush and Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry have been battling over who's closer to having Midwestern values. 10 days ago, on a swing through western Wisconsin, Kerry claimed the rather nebulous values title. Now it's the president's turn again, as he visits Marquette, Michigan and Duluth, Minnesota today, and travels through eastern Wisconsin tomorrow. Bush-Cheney campaign spokesperson Jennifer Miller-Wise says Senator Kerry shouldn't have been talking about having conservative values.
When my mouth dropped, I think a lot of people did. This is a fellow who has earned the reputation and achievement of being the most liberal member of the United States Senate, and he chose for his running mate the fourth most liberal member of the United States Senate.
Values won't be the only message from President Bush. Miller-Wise says the president has Wisconsin's economy moving in the right direction.
You have, at this point, 41,600 more payroll jobs than he did a year ago. His pro-growth policies are working in this area, but he still wants to see things get even better.
The president plans to highlight his job creation and employee health care policies tomorrow afternoon at a metal products company in Fond du Lac. That firm, Mid-States Aluminum, says it's going to be adding workers. But later today, the Wisconsin AFL-CIO plans an anti-Bush rally at a former Milwaukee foundry that shut down during the president's term. Union Vice President and Political Director Sarah Rogers says the Bush jobs deficit continues.
In April of this year, in real numbers, 143,000 Wisconsin residents were unemployed. That's 22% more unemployed than in January of 2001 when President Bush took office.
Rogers says she's looking forward to a jobs plan reportedly coming from Senator Kerry in the next few weeks. But for today and tomorrow in three upper Midwest states, the president will get most of the headlines. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.